This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Jeff Sandu.
Should ride-hailing drivers be considered employees or independent contractors is the discussion that we're having today. This is on the back of how a Swiss court has ruled that a former Uber driver was an employee of the ride-sharing firm, not an independent contractor, in a potentially landmark decision. This is because between April 2015 and December 2016, the driver was logged into the Uber Pop app for more than 5,600 hours and completed more than 9,000 trips. In any way you look at it, that's a full-time job.
That's an employee. Yeah, so on a Twitter,
We struggle with this every time, Jeff.
So employees, because it's easier for passengers to get hold of a corporation than an individual when it comes to lodging grouses, claims, or when there is a court dispute. So corporations can't shirk their responsibilities when whereby an individual can just disappear.
This is true.
There are benefits if you do become an employee for everyone, but of course there is also the benefits of being an independent contractor.
Like a freelancer.
Yeah, you could be a ghost.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on. If you want to get in touch regarding this story, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Arvin will now be putting a little magic in your business.
Yeah, because Magic will be putting a bit of magic in your business because Magic, or the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Center, they are having an open call to entrepreneurs to take part in its latest global accelerator program, or GAP, as they call it. It's easier to just call it GAP. The largest startup accelerator in Southeast Asia is looking for you to join the next batch. That's basically what it means. So during this, it's a four-month program. And during the four-month program, Magic teaches new companies how to streamline its product, how to market the product, how to consider the legal concerns involved, leading to something called a demo day, where the companies get to pitch their services to investors, to the media, and to potential collaborators. So they also say that participants will be provided with a flight reimbursement for up to 1,000 ringgit for international flights and up to 500 ringgit for flights from Sabah and Sarawak. And accommodation for the duration of the program is also covered, marketing allowance of about 2,500 ringgit and a monthly stipend of 1,000 ringgit per participant and a six-month professional visitor's pass to join the program itself. One of the best parts is about this is that Magic assures no equity will be taken in exchange. So it's all about, you know, sort of like helping these companies, new companies especially, like go through all the initial stages, the teething stages of, you know, of growing, you know, that early phase. So application, the closing date for applications is quite close. It's on May 10th with an announcement on which companies made the cut to be announced in June, to be released in June. Just for your info, participants of the first cohort of GAP had raised about US $11.03 million. That's about 45.52 million ringgit. And it had a valuation of US$275.7 million, which equates to about 1.13 billion ringgit. We actually got in touch with Aditya Tuli, who is the Executive Director of Technology and Innovation at Magic. And we asked him how exactly the program is structured.
The content of the program has been specifically designed by us to really help these startups grow in ASEAN. The program is divided into various weeks, and each week has a theme to it. So typically those themes would be around product development, we are looking at financials, we are looking at digital marketing, we are looking at how they grow and expand in ASEAN, how do they pitch, how do they meet and talk to investors as well as corporates. All the elements that they will need in terms of how they actually think about growing from that point onwards, essentially.
We also asked Aditya, what are the benefits for startups who join GAP?
The startups that come to this program, the first benefit is, first of all, it's equity-free. So most accelerator programs typically take an equity when they train you and they coach you. We don't take any equity. Apart from that, we provide various benefits. So there are partners such as Usability Hub and, you know, HubSpot and Amazon Web Services that provide lots and lots of benefits to these startups that might be useful for them to develop their products and grow their products. So in terms of benefits, there are about $500,000 that's available as benefits to these startups.
Yeah, so as we mentioned before, no equity will be taken. I think that's one of the big concerns for companies as well. Mm. It's like exchange for something else, yeah, right?
That's good for, especially when you're starting off, you don't want to give out so much of your company very early on, right? You've seen risk of giving out too early, too quickly, and then you don't have control of your company already, right? So that's a good way of, I guess, helping these kind of startups to just grow and expand
grow
and
first.
Discover yourself first and, you know about your own value and what you're providing before you go out and say, like, you know, I will trade 5%, 10% of equity for X amount of capital investment.
When you have your footing already.
Yes, that would generally be the better way of doing business. So, yeah, kudos to them that they're doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. We also asked Aditya a couple of other questions. We asked him what kinds of startups have benefited from GAP's previous cohorts.
I mean, we have startups such as Easy Parcel. So imagine you want a courier, but you don't really know who provides the best rate or who provides the fastest service. So you can simply go on their website, you can find the service provider and just book it from there. Another startup that went through our program last year is Pitcha Eats. It used to be called Pitcha Project. It's a social enterprise. It really helps refugees find sustainable income through making and selling food, essentially. And so they've done fairly well since they've graduated as well. I mean, they've won various awards over the year, but even in the past year, they've made tremendous growth.
Yeah, and then finally we asked him what his expectations are for this incoming cohort.
Right, so we are right now, as you know, open for applications. The application period will close on the 10th of May. We expect to take in about 30 startups in this particular cohort. The startups are going to be a range of startups, both local as well as global. And what we are expecting from these startups is that they will already have a product or service that has some traction. So they are essentially, they've already launched. They are not very early stage startups in that sense. Obviously, we are looking at, you know, sort of the product and the service itself and the team, whether they have the capability to really grow and expand fast. And of course, we look at how committed they are. You know, this is a 4-month program. So we're asking them to be committed for 4 months, which is not easy. It's quite a strenuous program in that sense. So we want to make sure that they are ready for this program and ready to expand in ASEAN.
Yeah, so a lot of interesting names and a lot of interesting startups that have come out from Magic's GAP program itself, from the region as well, not just Malaysia. So some have come from India, from Singapore, from other countries in Southeast Asia. But a couple of Malaysian ones, Food Market Hub was one of them. They are purchasing an inventory system for restaurants and they're like a B2B like ordering system. There was Algomax, which is an automated trading system. Oh. And also Bookiboo. We've had Bookiboo on before.
Bookiboo, yes.
I
love that name. They are like they sort of design customized storybooks for kids. But if you want to sort of like know more from a startup that has taken part in GAP's previous cohort, you can tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. We are speaking to Nadra Fauzi, who is the co-founder of a small-scale logistics handler, Tresgo. And for more details and to register before the window closes on 10th May, you can head over to mymagic.com.my/GAP.
Remember, though, they are actually looking for startups that have already started. So they're not looking for people that are very early starters, somebody who's actually rolled a little bit. And I know Arvin needs to chip in here because... what did you do, Arvin?
Yeah, no, there's no .com. I just one slight correction previously is mymagic.my/gap.
Mymagic.my/gap.
He was practicing this just before we did the show.
And then I got the com in the .com. Mymagic.my/gap.
Mymagic.my/gap. Yeah.
There you go. We're going to take a short break, ladies and gents, with, of course, A Kind of Magic from Queen. If you want to take part in our discussion, of course, we are asking whether or not ride-hailing drivers should be considered employees or whether or not they are independent contractors. Get us via WhatsApp 0187-89-8899, Twitter or on Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Queen, A Kind of Magic here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.